A carbon tax is a financial charge imposed on the carbon content of fuels. It is a critical tool designed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and combat climate change. By making fossil fuels more expensive, it encourages individuals, businesses, and governments to switch to cleaner energy sources and adopt more energy-efficient practices. A carbon tax operates on the principle of internalizing the external cost of carbon emissions. When fossil fuels are burned, they release carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. These environmental costs are typically not reflected in the market price of fossil fuels, leading to their overuse. By imposing a tax on carbon content, governments aim to correct this market failure. Determining the appropriate tax rate is complex. It involves estimating the social cost of carbon, SCC, which is the economic damage associated with a ton of carbon dioxide emissions. The SCC takes into account factors like health impacts, environmental degradation, and economic losses from climate change. However, the SCC can vary widely based on assumptions and discount rates used in the calculation. The revenue generated from a carbon tax can be utilized in various ways. Revenue-neutral approaches. These involve using the tax proceeds to reduce other taxes, such as income or corporate taxes, making the policy more politically palatable. Investment in green technologies. Funds can be directed towards research and development of renewable energy sources, energy-efficient projects, and other sustainable practices. Support for vulnerable populations. To counteract the regressive nature of carbon taxes, where low-income households bear a higher burden, revenues can be used to provide rebates or subsidies to this group. Benefits of carbon tax. The primary benefit of a carbon tax is the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions. By increasing the cost of fossil fuels, it motivates consumers and businesses to reduce their carbon footprint. This shift can lead to significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, helping to mitigate climate change. Economics favor carbon taxes for their market-based approaches. Unlike regulatory measures, which can be inflexible and costly, carbon taxes allow businesses and consumers to choose the most cost-effective way to reduce emissions. This flexibility promotes innovation and cost savings, making carbon taxes an economically efficient solution. By making fossil fuels more expensive, carbon taxes spur investments in clean energy technologies. Companies and governments are more likely to invest in renewable energy sources, energy-efficient products, and carbon capture technologies, driving technological advancements that are essential for a sustainable future. Challenges of implementing carbon tax. One of the main obstacles to implementing a carbon tax is political and public resistance. Higher fuel prices can be unpopular, leading to opposition from customers, businesses, and political groups. Effective communication and education about the long-term benefits of carbon taxes are crucial to overcoming this resistance. Carbon taxes can have significant economic impacts, particularly on energy-intensive industries. These sectors may face higher production costs, which can lead to reduced competitiveness, job losses, and economic downturns. Policymakers need to carefully design carbon tax policies to mitigate these economic disruptions, possibly through phased implementation, exemption for critical industries, or compensatory measures for affected workers. Carbon taxes can be regressive, disproportionately affecting low-income households that spend a larger share of their income on energy. Addressing this equity concerns is essential for the success and fairness of carbon tax policies, revenue recycling, target rebates, and social safety nets are strategies that can help alleviate the burden on vulnerable populations. Global implementation of carbon taxes. The European Union, EU, has been a pioneer in implementing carbon pricing mechanisms. Several EU countries, including Sweden, Denmark, and Finland, have introduced carbon taxes with varying rates and structures. These taxes have contributed to significant emissions reductions and have often been complemented by other climate policies. Canada also introduced a federal carbon tax in 2019, initially set at $20 Canadian per ton of carbon dioxide and rising annually. The tax applies to fuels like gasoline, natural gas, and propane. To address equity concerns, the Canadian government provides rebates to households, ensuring that most low- and middle-income families receive more in rebates than they pay in carbon taxes. Several other countries, including Norway, Switzerland, and New Zealand, have also implemented carbon taxes. Each country's approach varies based on its economic structure, energy mix, and political context. While some nations have achieved notable emission reductions, others face challenges in balancing environmental goals with economic and social considerations. In conclusion, a carbon tax is a powerful tool for reducing carbon dioxide emissions and combating climate change. By internalizing the external cost of carbon emissions, it encourages cleaner energy use, promotes technological innovation, and can generate significant revenue. However, implementing a carbon tax requires careful consideration of economic impacts, equity concerns, and political feasibility. Effective communication, revenue recycling, and targeted support for vulnerable populations are essential for overcoming these challenges. As global efforts to address climate change intensify, carbon taxes will likely play an increasingly important role in the transition to a sustainable and low-carbon future.